This week on Get Hench,
we're talking to top athletes about how they remain at the top.
Hey, Sergey! Wait up! Sergey!
Carl, why are you here?
I saw you run out of the house. What are you doing?
I'm running.
Yeah, but what are you running from? The cops.
No, I'm running and listening to our podcast.
You're going to need a better alibi than that, bro. I'll get your passport, and I know a guy who can get us a car. After that, we're on our own.
No, I just want to listen to my podcast.
Don't wombat it, meerkat it.
Simples.
Whether you're listening to true crime, politics, comedy, or sport, hit pause for a second. Actually, make it 30. Because with We Buy Any Car, you can get a quote in just 30 seconds. Then drive around 13 minutes to your local branch and get the cash sent to your bank. Now that's worth pausing for. To find out how much your car is worth in 30 seconds, enter your reg number now at WeBuyAnyCar.com.
Good morning. Welcome to Apple Turnover for June 13th, 2023. The New York Mets did not play yesterday, therefore they did not lose yesterday, therefore this is a pretty good day. I made this joke the last time there was an off day too. I'm sorry in advance. I'm working on myself. I will get better from this. I promise I'll be back. Anyway, the only thing the Mets really did today on this off day was they signed a minor league first baseman in a move that is similar to the Gary Sanchez signing from a few weeks ago. The Mets signed another former Yankee to a minor league deal. This time it is first baseman Luke Voit, who was most recently in the Brewers system, did not have a great time with the Brewers just yet. Batted 221, 284, 265. When the on-base is higher than the slugging, there's a problem. And that is the problem that Voit seems to be suffering from this season. But I can understand this move for two reasons. Number one, Mark Vientos has not been very good as Pete Alonso's replacement. And while Mark Canha, I guess, can fill in there a little bit, he's really not a first baseman. And like Guillorme could fill in there, but you want more power from first base. Like there are a lot of things that need to be need to go wrong for Luis Guillorme to be playing first base regularly for the Mets. So this gives them an opportunity to have somebody who can come up and play first base for a few weeks while Alonso's out. But the other thing I think this has to signal is that we're getting to the end of the Daniel Vogelbach era in Queens. We've talked about this in the show before. You know, I love Vogie, but I think it's probably time for him to not be playing for the Mets, whether that means a trip to the IL or being outright released. If they had confidence Vogelbach would get hot, they felt that he could maybe sustain the team for the remainder of Alonso's absence. But they have no confidence in him, and so they have to make a move. And I don't think Voit is the answer by any means. But it's, you know, we've talked about this before with the other signings. They're signing these guys for very, very little. They are making sure that the team has a little bit of extra depth. And if you catch lightning in a bottle with one of these guys, that's fantastic. If you don't, that's really fine too. So I can't criticize the signing because the Mets need a first baseman. And they probably want to not spoil Vientos, spoil his experience in the majors right now. Let him go back down, work on some stuff, come back up when he's hot again. You know, that seems to be the move to me. Anyway, that's all that happened on the off day. The Mets start a short series with the Yankees tomorrow. I'll be here after game one to talk about it tomorrow. And so until then, go to homerunapplesauce.com or patreon.com/homerunapplesauce to support this podcast directly. Follow me on Twitter @BrianNeedsAnApp. And until next time, let's go Mets.